I am pleased to co-prime sponsor this Senate Resolution 195 with Senator Phillips Hill. As we know, the new reporting requirements being proposed by the Biden administration will place customer information in jeopardy by exposing consumers and businesses alike to privacy invasion and potential data breaches. However, let's not fail to acknowledge the impact on our financial institutions. Maintaining the privacy and security of customers' account information is a primary goal of each financial institution in the Commonwealth. Financial institutions are already subject to many burdensome regulatory requirements, and the proposed reporting requirement would only exacerbate this burden, particularly for smaller financial institutions. If enacted, this new proposal would still raise the same privacy concerns, higher tax preparation costs for individuals and small businesses, and create significant operational challenges for our community banks and credit unions. These institutions would also see an increase in costs for software upgrades and other amenities to accommodate staff training and additional resources and time for implementation to meet the new requirements. Over the past year, elected officials in Washington, D.C. and in Pennsylvania have continually pushed to address the issue of the unbanked. In this effort, our Commonwealth has made significant progress with a 15% drop in the number of unbanked Pennsylvanians from 4.7% to 4% in the past few years. This problem disproportionately impacts low-income and minority members of the community based on mistrust of institutions. This mistrust will only be increased by the new requirements, which will force financial institutions to serve as an enforcement arm of the IRS. The bottom line is that this proposal would make this distrust even greater, knowing that so much data is being transferred to the IRS. Mr. Chairman, Americans rightfully prize their privacy. This effort by the Biden administration would be another example of law-abiding citizens being penalized for the misdeeds of others, and that is not in the best interest of Americans or Pennsylvanians, and that is not the precedent that should be set. Americans deserve better. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.